I'm supposed to be in the garage. I was in the middle of a workout, and you can tell this is a riff now because not only am I wearing a shirt with no collar, I'm wearing a baseball cap on backwards. This signifies that I'm a grown-up man-child who's supposed to be here having fun. But actually, I just put this cap on for the camera because my hair looked like I was in the middle of a pre-shower workout. And I think because I'm self-conscious, I haven't been able to do these as often as I wanted to. And even the first one that I did, the first riff, the first unofficial, like unscripted thing, I kind of researched it and I kind of wrote down some ideas before. It's like, if you can practice spontaneity, if you can fake sincerity, we all want the authentic experience and we're all afraid. And I'm no different. I've been up in front of classes and audiences for 30 years and that never goes away. And so I'm in the middle of a workout. My morning got wonky, missed meetings, people canceling and changing schedules. And so I'm trying to get ready for my next event. I'm doing a half Ironman in April and I don't want to fall down in front of people who love me, who will be there. So I'm thinking, okay, I've got to work out. But I realized that in the middle of my workout, I'm thinking about what I haven't done. And this is one of those things among them. And then I get hungry. And I made this beautiful, blueberry, flax, pumpkin seed, walnut, yogurt bowl this morning. And I'm responsible and I'm eating well. And my wife left me good stuff to eat for the rest of the day, leftover spaghetti squash and good plant forward, nutritious diet stuff. But just now when I felt the caffeine go straight to my gut and needed some calories just to insulate my stomach, what did I go for? Peanut butter sandwich. Back in the halcyon days, like just a few years ago, I'm already nostalgic for when it wasn't X, formerly known as Twitter. Fuck you, Elon Musk. I used to enjoy social media. I did. And I used to enjoy meeting people and making friends and gathering around the warming campfire of ideas. And I don't anymore. I haven't been on that bus wreck in, I don't know, a while. But I'm thinking about it because in this moment, I'm remembering one of the things I said to a friendly acquaintance was, you can pick any food to go with you to a desert island as your one go-to. But if it's anything other than peanut butter, and I honor your choices and autonomy and agency and beautifulness, and that's rad. But if you pick something besides peanut butter, I just can't trust your decision-making. Because peanut butter for me is like the ultimate team player. It's the ultimate utility infielder. You can do anything with peanut butter. It's not just sandwiches. It's Thai food. It's every sauce that I've ever loved, practically, non-Italian division. And you don't even need to do anything with it. In fact, you don't even need the bread. I make it unofficial. I take a spoonful of peanut butter and I put it on a piece of lettuce or take a spoonful of jam or whatever. It's great. Peanut butter and chocolate. I mean, there's a whole brilliant ad campaign. You got your chocolate in my peanut butter. And I suppose if I wanted to research a riff and make it a planned spontaneous thing, I get into the history of peanuts and George Washington Carver and Jimmy Carter for that matter. But in this moment, I think it's more important just to be here on camera with you and talk about something I love. I've got a list of upcoming topics that are like, they feel like they should be more important than they are. But what's most important in this moment is peanut butter. And I think that the one tipping point that got me to stop what I was doing and sit in front of this camera and talk to like the two people that care about me that I'll probably man up and send the link to is that I was at the bottom of the jar, not like metaphorically, but like literally it was the last little bits of peanut butter. And do you ever wonder like what's the best tool for the moment? Is it a spoon? Is it a knife? Is it the back of the knife? Is it a spatula? Is it a finger if it's a short enough jar or a long enough finger? how can I maximize the jar of peanut? How can I get the last little bits of peanut butter away from the preferably glass, but maybe plastic, into my mouth? And then for all the times my students over the years have said, you know, like, what would be a cool innovation? What would be a cool like thing? How about a different shaped configuration? How about a tearaway convertible option? How about a something that would enable me to get at the bottom of the peanut butter container in a way that would get me more peanut? And by the way, when I say peanut butter, that's all I mean. If your peanut butter has any other ingredients besides peanuts, to quote a very lovable Middle Eastern friend of unknown national derivation, because I don't want to alienate everybody, I'm a universalist in this. You're bullshit. I don't give a shit what else your peanut butter has in it. If it's got salt, if it's got sugar, if it's got oils, if it's got stuff, it's not fucking peanut butter. If you don't have to mix your peanut butter before you take that first bit of lovely peanut buttery deliciousness out of the thing, On occasion, I've had to reflect about my purity tests. You know, there are some things, like I got into a conversation with a wonderful friend from Scotland once upon a time, who actually showed me that adding a little bit of water to whiskey unlocks the aromatics and the wonderfulness in a dram of whiskey. And I don't drink much anymore, but okay, there are times that additives matter. Peanut butter is not one of those times. But to my students, if you really want to do something meaningful in this life, help me get that last little bit of peanut butter. A lot of us grow up with peanut butter and jelly. It makes sense. I talked about the unofficial. I actually have a little bit of, I was at the bottom of a jar of super good stuff that my wife bought that I don't really, it's like, you can't probably see that, but there's like a mango passion fruit jelly that she had in there with seeds in it. It was delicious. And I am going to do this with my mouth full. And I am going to think about out loud that wonderful Aaron Burr Got Milk commercial. But there are a few life skills that every elementary school student should master. Being able to laugh with your mouth full of a drink is important, to not drown in your own like hilarity. That's a good life skill. Being able to talk your way through a mouthful with peanut butter, that cement mixer feel to it, that's important. Sometimes you gotta say shit and you may have a mouthful of peanut butter when it's crunch time, which, by the way, puts me on the crunchy or smooth issue. My answer is yes. My daughter, when you give her a choice between two things she really likes, it's yes. And that's appropriate. That's correct. Situationally, you can make a case for either one, but they're both. But you don't need jam or jelly. My dad introduced me to peanut butter and lettuce sandwiches. And I get the same response. Yeah, peanut butter and lettuce, that's gross. Fuck you, it's gross. It does the same. Lettuce does the same thing as jam or jelly. It cuts right through the peanut butter. It's not sweet. It's got a little bit of crunch. Peanut butter and celery, ants on a log. What have you been doing your whole life? You've been eating the same composition. Plus peanut butter and lettuce. It's great date food. It's great conversation piece. It's an eye opener. It's a horizon expander. It's a life-changing experience. Multi-grain, good bread, a little bit of crunch. I mean, like the whole French baguette experience could be so elevated with a little bit of peanut butter. I've been learning so much about food, and in a way, it's sad, you know, processed meat, class one carcinogens, comparing hot dogs and cigarettes. Never thought I'd know this stuff. The stuff I ate as a kid, Twinkies. But knowing these things and interrupting a workout to feed the beast, I hate it when people talk like that. If you're not a person who works out, if you don't care about exercise or nutrition and you like your ham and cheese and whatever, I love you. It doesn't matter. We can have those conversations and still be friends, I hope. But if I had a Ferrari, when I did used to drive a 1969 Pontiac GTO, you only want super premium. You only want the best fuel. You only want the best oil. You want to lube that baby up with the right viscosity. Why would you put garbage in your gas tank? And that's why I don't drink much anymore. I am not a teetotaler. It's not same thing with vegetarianism and veganism. It's not that I have religious objections. It's just that when you look at how most animals are raised and you see the bloody sores and the fucking antibiotics and all the other stuff, it's hard to make a case. And I didn't think this way until maybe, I don't know, pretty recently, just in the last couple of years. And it actually started, I want to give a shout out to this guy. And I know his first name was Mario. I want to say his last name was Maceda. I'm going to find this. I had a high school junior in one of my classes that I taught. And the idea behind open source learning is an interdisciplinary, highly personal exploration just because you want to know. And so at the end of every semester, we would have these beautiful masterpiece academies where the students would literally become the masters and give their own presentations on all sorts of amazing topics. And this guy did a topic or an exploration, interdisciplinary, multimedia, gorgeous program on vegetarianism. And made some points. And I was, let's see, so this would have been 7, 8 years ago. So I was in my late 40s, mid 40s, late 40s. And I had literally never thought of things in the way that he presented them. And it gave me the opportunity, literally, to learn. And I define learning as changing our minds neurologically, cognitively, psychologically. It's all great to be able to be greedy in that way. And try this on the next time you're talking with someone who has a worldview with which you vehemently disagree, could be political, could be vegetarianism or whatever. Try it on. Think through the issues, think through the facts. As soon as I say issues and facts, I go, oh, fuck. Someone's going to be out there going like, do your homework. Go fuck yourself. If you are a person who in any way habitually likes to rely on those kinds of rhetorical devices to just get your way and come away thinking the same exact shit you came in thinking, that's the opposite of what I'm talking about. I'm talking about, like, find a person on a bus stop bench, ask them a question and genuinely stop and listen to the answer. What you find might surprise you. It might validate your worldview. I'm not telling you that everything you're thinking right now is misguided or misinformed. But coming back to this classroom, I found myself listening to this presentation. Like, he was making points about wrestlers and football linemen and rhinoceroses and elephants and big muscular animals of multiple species who are herbivores. And I started thinking differently about protein. He made the point that, and some of you probably know this stuff better than I did. I'm sure a lot of people know a lot of things better than I do, but about how it's weird that we drink another animal's milk. And now, of course, there's so many plant-based milks if you like the milk stuff. Long story short, I am healthier now than I have ever been at any point in my life. I ran 11 miles the other day, came back, did another multiple workout, doing another Ironman. I'm 54 years old. My cholesterol has gone from well over, I mean, it was like 250 something at one point. It's 142 now. I'm looking forward to doing like a DEXAFIT body composition analysis. I never even knew those existed. But I lift more. I run faster. I think better. I stay awake longer. But get better sleep. And a lot of that has to do with how I eat. And a lot of that has to do with not eating processed meats and not eating as much meat, period. But you're going to have to pry my peanut butter out of my cold, dead fucking hands. And if anybody watching this ever wants to share a peanut butter and lettuce sandwich, name the time and place. I'm down. This has been an Lit AF riff. I think this is a good place to pause because those weights aren't going to lift themselves. And this sandwich, frankly, is sexier than my computer. Have a great day, everybody, and thanks for watching.